Good morning, 8:13 here on the Mighty 690. James Cublin with you. 21 degrees. We're gotten colder now. Who knew? But anyway, we have an election, of course, coming up in November, and there's a couple of questions on the ballot. And here to talk with us and help us explain one of those, we have State Senator Kelly Warren on the line. How are you doing, ma'am?
Good morning. Doing well. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yes, thank you so much for taking the time to be here. So you're going to talk today a little bit about the Rules and Regulations Constitutional Amendment on the November ballot. I know that's just one of a couple of questions that are on the ballot for people to actually, you know, make their voice heard and make their opinion and count on that. So first of all, could you just in a nutshell, I guess, explain what is the question asking people? You know, you've got here, what is the actual question, and how can people just, you know, understand it a little bit better?
Well, sure. Let me give a little bit of history, because this amendment is actually the missing puzzle piece that we need to make our government more accountable to we the people. Since 1984, the courts basically have barred the elected representatives in the Kansas legislature from revoking rules and regulations that we see come out of the bureaucracy and the administrative state. And we then, through regs and regulations, we basically have created a fourth branch of government that's run by unelected people in the bureaucracy. So we need to have our elected officials making law and policy rather than unelected folks. We've seen how that has really impacted businesses with red tape. Families have been burdened as well. So a yes vote on this constitutional amendment would provide checks and balances, right? Checks and balances by your elected representatives in the legislature over the bureaucracy in the administrative state.
For sure. And I mean, those in favor, I guess, say that this will restore those, of course, checks and balances, just like you said, and also help spur some economic development through maybe some of that reduction in bureaucracy, oversight, that sort of thing. I guess, how specifically would this amendment do this? And then people are saying, well, what the heck, you're trying to amend the Constitution. I mean, the people might think that that is actually adding more government, if you will. Can you just speak to these issues?
Sure. So the first question was, you know, how will this do this? It will allow law to be made in Kansas about how do we revoke, repeal, amend the rules and regulations that are coming out of the bureaucracy, basically. We don't have that process right now. We used to in Kansas, but a Supreme Court decision in Kansas in 1984 said, we don't have that authority. The legislative branch doesn't have that authority anymore, and so your elected officials haven't been able to revoke or amend rules and regulations that are either not in compliance with what the legislature intended by the law that it passed, or they misunderstand it, they misinterpret it, or it's overly burdensome and creates more red tape for Kansans. And so most of the time, the rules and regulations that are enacted don't run into this problem, but when they do, we as the legislature of Kansas, your elected representatives, don't have the ability to do much of anything about it. I sit on the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules and Regs, and we review these rules and regulations, but all we can do is comment to the agencies, to the department, with our input, that it just goes into the file, and the rules and regulation is made into law. It has the force and effect of law, regardless of whether it comports with the intent of the legislature. And a few examples are, we had the Board of Cosmetology pass a regulation that would require all salons to, instead of just have one sink for a customer, would require two. And we saw that in the end, because of that regulation, small home salons, small businesses were closed that had been in business for years. We saw the Department of Agriculture brought a regulation that would require all 105 Kansas counties to have a dedicated noxious weed director. Small rural counties would then be forced to spend $60,000 on another full-time employee when despite the fact that without that regulation, rural counties were already addressing the issue by either sharing directors with another county or having employees fulfill multiple roles. So this would help address that. The legislature would put into place a process that if there was a rule or regulation that didn't comply with the intent of the statute, that we could, by a vote of your legislature, the state, Senate, and the House, could decide, does this or does it not? Kind of that checks and balances, right, that accountability. Because right now, all we can do is the heavy burden, the heavy expense for our state of enacting a new bill.
Sure. And, you know, I've seen some billboards that encouraging people to vote, you know, one way or another. And to me, it doesn't seem like this should necessarily be a partisan issue, but it seems like these days everything is a partisan issue. So I guess there are a group of people who want to keep, I guess, the status quo, and they want to kind of keep this bureaucracy. And it appears to be that that's heavily favoring the Democrats. But I guess, do you see this as a partisan issue?
James, you're absolutely correct that this is not a partisan issue. Legislatures will come and go. Governors may come and go. But the bureaucracy in the administrative state is forever. So regardless of who's in the legislature, regardless of who the governor is, without this measure, without this vote yes, we will continue to see more rules and regulations with less accountability and less oversight. And, we really need to be in favor of more accountability and oversight, more accountability to us, to we the people, rather than these burdensome regulations. Of course, we need appropriate regulations, but when they're not, we need to have a mechanism for accountability, and that's what this amendment does.
Sure, and I know this may seem a little elementary, but there was a little bit of confusion on the last yes or no ballot issue, just because, you know, whenever you have something like this, it is worded, I know you try to work on the wording and make it as simple as possible, but, you know, to some people, it's still a little bit legalese. So can you just tell us, what does a yes vote do? What does a no vote do?
Yeah, sure, James, and that's a question that we get a lot. Well, why is it written like this? And it's written like this, like it is appearing on the ballot, because it directly addresses the problem that has put into place by prior law. And we have to write it in a way that it will have the intended effect that we are providing accountability. So the yes, all it does is allow your elected representative in the legislature to put into place a process for when we enact a law that we have an ability to review the rules and regulations that are made as a part and a consequence of that law. So it's kind of ensuring that we have that accountability and checks and balances. A no will from having that process in place to have accountability and checks and balances. And remember, the process is going to be a process that your elected representatives will have to vote on. So we, the people, will continue to have the input that is a self-governing republic. We will continue to have input with our elected representatives. Hey, you guys are voting on this rules or this regulation. Here's how I want you as my elected representative to vote. Right now, we don't have that process in place at all.
We're speaking with...
So I would encourage... Go ahead.
Finish your thought there.
So it's really a process in place to allow us to have a continued... And us, I mean Kansans, have a continued voice in rules and regulations that govern a lot of what we do here in Kansas, from how we run our businesses, from what is required by the Department of Education, by what's required by the Board of Healing Arts, the Board of Nursing, all these regulations, we should have a voice in this.
For sure. We're speaking with State Senator Kelly Warren. And Kelly, I really appreciate you coming on to break this issue down and just help us understand it a little bit better as we head towards November 8th. Anything else you'd like to share here this morning?
Sure. You know, it is a bipartisan issue. It did pass the state legislature, both the House and the Senate. It required a supermajority in each chamber. It was required to have a two-thirds vote of each chamber, which it did get. It was bipartisan. Republicans and Democrats voted yes to put it on Kansans' ballot. So it has wide support across the state of Kansas. Let's put this issue to a vote to the people of Kansas to let their voice be heard. And that's really what the amendment does. It continues to let your voice as Kansans continue to be heard on the rules and regulations that we see coming from departments and agencies, that when those rules and regulations are made, as they are, they have the force and effect of law. And this amendment allows us, the elected representatives of Kansas, to have a voice in whether those are a good idea or not. And that's something that I think all Kansans would support. That's why I say it's not a partisan issue, and it's for all of us to determine what rules and regulations we want to look like here in Kansas. So I appreciate everyone taking the time to look into the issue, and as chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, this came through my committee, so I've been talking with people a lot about it, and if you have questions about it, please reach out to your elected representative. You can find out more information probably at, there's websites out there and all, but please be informed and have your voice heard.
All right, Senator. Well, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing this information with our listeners here in Southeast Kansas and South Central Kansas. It's really been a pleasure.
Yeah, and one last point, that the Constitution needs to be amended in order to put this process in place, because the Kansas Supreme Court has said constitutionally the legislature can't do this anymore. So that's why it's put to a vote of the people as a constitutional amendment, and I think the last time we amended the Kansas Constitution was in 2019, so a lot of our voters voting will probably remember that was regarding the census, and so it's not terribly unusual to be voting to amend the Constitution, but it does raise a lot of questions, and I'm so thankful to be able to talk with you and your listeners and answer some of those questions.
Yeah, bottom line is your voice matters.
That's right.
All right. Well, Senator Kelly Warren, thank you so much for coming on, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks, James. You as well.
Take care. That was State Senator Kelly Warren here on the Mighty 690 talking about rules and regulations, constitutional amendment on the November ballot. So thank you all for listening, and we will be right back with Open Line here on the Mighty 690. We'll get started with that in moments.